Good show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Well, Plus time to time, special guests, psychics will be joining us. Our show phone, I just gave you the phone number. The chat room moderator is Miss Nina. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask the question or validate a past reading. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from the heart. If your phone number is blocked with a 111, you might get disconnected. Please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Now, for a more intimate reading, one-on-one, contact us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com or send us a message on Facebook, The Essence of Success Network. And know that we do care and we do pray for all of you. And Nina sends Reiki healing as well. You know, she's a Reiki master. So thank you for joining and supporting our weekly free psychic reading show every Sunday. And, of course, don't forget we're on Wednesdays, too, every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Now, at this time, I'm going to bring my co-host on. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Miss Lennis. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. And thank you for all of you joining me in the chat room. I really appreciate it. It gets lonely in those halls with nobody there. I have a couple of announcements, actually quite a few. I warned you this week, this next weekend, because I am gone next Sunday. I'm going to give the week after as well. So, birthdays on the 14th for my friend Dee, who I call my little happy birthday, Dee. On the 15th, it's my niece Carla's birthday. Happy birthday, sweetheart. We love you. On the 18th, the little one I used to look after, name is Eily, and her initial, the name is written I-L-Y, standing for I love you. That's how her mom based her name. So beautiful, and the little girl is the sweetest thing you've ever seen. On the 20th, my niece Samantha has her birthday. Happy birthday, Sammy. I love you. And a friend, Monica, has her birthday on the 21st. And on the 25th, my sister-in-law Sherry's birthday. So happy birthday to all of you. I hope you have a wonderful time, and I know I won't be with any of you, but know my heart's there with you.
All right, and happy birthday from us at the Essence of Success to all of those people. I have one birthday on the 13th, my cousin Gwendolyn. Happy birthday to you, Gwendolyn. And also the 14th is down here in USA. Is Veterans Day. Be sure and remember all the military services on that day. Okay. Anything else? Oh, and we just got through, last week was Hell Week, so just to let y'all know, Friday we made it through the full moon, the eclipse, and the comet, and we're here. Hallelujah. That was a triple threat, huh? Nina?
Yeah, it was a triple threat. It was not a good time, I'll tell you that. We had very rough time in life last week. We lost a good friend. My granddaughter was in a car accident. My other grandson, was his car died on him. And, yeah, it's just been one thing after another. So I'm very glad to leave last week far behind me.
Amen. Amen. Well, I don't have any other announcements at this time. Do you, Nina?
No, I think I covered them all for a change.
Okay, well, I think we are ready to begin. So let's start. Our first caller is area code 720. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
Hi. Good, good.
All right. What can we answer for you today, young lady?
So I'm just wondering about money.
Aren't we all? Sorry.
Yeah, when am I going to win that lotto? That's what I want.
I know, that's right. Me and you, Laura.
Right, right. Well, we'll all go in together, right? And we'll really work on it. So that'll be good.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to know how your finances are going to be improving here in the near future?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my question.
And
well,
yeah,
for Laura,
and I
hers
that
will
would
change.
My husband as well.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. That's fine. I was going to say that things are looking good for you. Okay. I'm seeing a little delay about your husband's money. I mean, he's working. But I think he was looking for a promotion or a bump up in his job, something as an improvement.
Yep.
It's going to happen,
yep.
But it's just a little bit of a delay. That's all. That's
well,
going to happen.
Do you have any idea on the timeline?
Yeah.
I'm getting the number 3, Lana.
You are, and I got 2. So what, two to three weeks? Is that what we're looking at, Nina?
That's not too much of a delay.
I'm not picking up
that's
whether
true.
It's weeks or months, but regardless of whether it's weeks or months, it's not too far down the road.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm seeing about a couple of weeks, and there's paperwork sitting on somebody's desk, and they're going to, and now I see your husband smiling. Yeah, he'll be happy. He'll be happy. It's just a little bit of a delay, but he will get what he asked for, his raise. Or a bump up. Now for you, Laura, are you a stay-at-home? You like to be at home?
I am staying at home right now. I have a part-time little thing, but I'm going to school as well.
Okay, yeah, because I saw your salary half. That's good. You're in school. That'll be a big boost improvement for you when you finish. Your part-time salary could improve. I see another company that would pay you a little bit more, and it'll still be part-time. I'm seeing 4 to 5 hours. Sometimes they might put you up at 8 hours, like if it's on the weekend, if you can, like, Friday or Saturday pull 8 hours. But I see another company. And it looks like
I'm
it could be.
I'm working for a private family.
Okay. Well, you're gonna get an option for another job other than working for a private family. I mean, a job.
Okay.
Cool. Like I say, it's It's part time. It's a little bit more money, but this job may have you. They may ask you if you could work like Friday or Saturday, 8 hours. You know,
okay.
But like Monday through Friday would be part time.
Okay.
So I'm just letting you know. But there is another company,
sure, yeah.
And you're going to hear about it through word of mouth.
Oh, okay.
There's a lady. I see a lady that's going to mention it to you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you have a time frame on that?
Now, that one I see 3 weeks. What do you see, Nina?
Dix came up.
Okay. I see three. So between 3 and 6 weeks?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go for that between 3 and 6 weeks. Your husband's event will have transpired. His will have happened before yours, so. But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like 3 to 6 weeks,
and,
yeah.
And it'll allow me to still do my schoolwork and to do that, and these people will be nice.
Yes. Go ahead, Nina.
Go ahead.
We're only taking one question per caller.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if they were going to be nice. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
it.
Laura. Thanks for calling. Call us back and let us know
uh-huh.
how you come out on that. But I think you're going to do real
sure.
good. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you
week.
So much. I appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. Next caller. If this will drop. Okay, there we go. All right. Miss Caller, area code 203. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. So my question just regards paths to take this year. I'm very unsettled, and I do have a job, but I am trying to figure out, should I stay where I am for a couple of years, maybe buy a house soon, or do I just want to leave and go somewhere else where I think I might like it better, another state, whatever, because I've lived all over the country.
So it doesn't matter about the job, you just want to move from the location where you're at?
Kind of like, well, it's like the I should find a job in the best location for me. So a place where I'd want to buy a house and want to live, and I could afford, of course. And where I am now, it's like, well, the universe seems to have brought me here, but I'm not. It's been almost a year, and I'm not settled, and I'm not particularly thrilled with this area. So maybe in 6 months or so, I'd say, you know, is there going to be an opportunity, and should I go move to this other area?
Okay, three things came up while you're talking. Arizona. What was this I wrote down? Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Those three states jumped right up while you were talking.
Okay.
It's almost like wherever you're going to move to, you want to be somewhere where it's a spiritual setting. And I'm not talking about church. I mean spiritualness. Arizona's coming through very strong.
Probably wouldn't want to go there because I don't like the scorpions. I had lived there for 6 months. I'm very, I can't get over the scorpions being around in the house.
Okay. All right. Well, the other two was New Mexico and Texas. So I don't know, but South came up, and those three. I got South, and then those three states, boom, 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 came right up, if you're thinking about moving. I think in those areas you will do well. I see luxury. I don't know what that means, but they're telling me luxury. Nina?
you know what? I'm not picking up a darn thing. I don't know why. The only thing that came clear as a bell was sand. Now, I have no idea what that means.
What was that?
Sand.
Sand?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know either, but that's the only thing that came at me was sand.
Okay.
More sandy where I am now. I mean, not beachy sandy, but desert sandy where I am now. Like, I'd like to be where the trees are and it's green again, but I want the whole place to work. I want an area I can afford to live in. My daughter can maybe go to school nearby.
Okay, well, what I picked up, Michelle, was in the South.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the South. So you said no Arizona, New Mexico, or Texas. One, the living is cheaper down there. Taxes are cheaper.
Yeah.
Job-wise, I don't know, but the word luxury came up. So there's a blessing somewhere along there between those three. There is a blessing for you. So I would check it out to see what does New Mexico have to offer you and maybe the lower part of Texas like Houston or Austin in those areas and see what they have to offer you for you and your daughter, of course. But
yeah.
I saw luxury, so something good is there for you, darling.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah, let us know.
Texas, yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, so you're more than welcome to go in there as well. Okay, next caller, area code 402. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, guys. It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi. Well, I'm doing fine. I'm hanging in there, fighting a good fight. I'm trying.
All right.
I've had a lot of things stolen from me, and I was calling to see if I was going to be able to get those restored or if I could get any advice.
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to get any of your stolen items back? That's what you're asking?
Right. Right. Get my house restored.
I'm picking up, no, you're not going to get them back, but you will replace them one thing at a time.
Oh, these are things I can't replace. These are heirlooms. You know, my deceased son.
I hate to tell you that, too. People resold.
Watch out of my wallet.
And you know what? I'm sorry to tell you this, Sharon, but I got to be honest with you. Not only will you not get them back, it's already been resold.
Yeah.
It's already been pawned and resold, so you'll never see them again. And I'm sorry to tell you that because I can feel that those items are very precious to you and your family. But, yep, they're not only gone, they've been resold, so you'll never see them again.
You have any idea who did it? Description?
Yeah.
I see a woman involved.
Yeah, me too. A young woman.
Yep. Yep. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm not picking up much else. Just a young woman, dark hair. A medium height, I'd say probably about 5'5". Nothing else, so that's all I'm getting.
Yeah, I got female too. Mm-hmm. Well, one lesson has been learned, not to be so trusting, huh?
No, well, I had a woman with that description originally. She's dyed her hair and cut it, but she was living next door to me under an alias to try to you know, break in my house. And I do know that she was doing that. So I'm wondering, she must be the one that stole it. She used all different names.
Sharon, did you do a police report for your insurance?
They don't want to help me. And my insurance is fighting me.
The police didn't want to help you, and you had items. Was it under $600 worth of stolen items?
Oh, my God, no.
Is that why?
More like $100,000.
And the police don't want to assist you with a report?
Right.
Why?
Okay. Yeah.
Because they want me out of here.
Who wants you out of where?
The Homeowners Association and the police. My son was murdered, and it was covered up in our house. That's why I'm so upset about these things that they've taken, and my mother's, you know.
Okay.
You need to find yourself a lawyer and get that lawyer to make some noise.
Yeah, before
yeah,
my mother
Sharon.
Died, she said that, but, yeah. Do you see me finding
No, you do
one?
Need to.
That's the hard
There's
part.
Darkness around you. There is darkness around you. Where you're at right
oh,
now, until you leave, I want you to take some sea salt and put it in the corners of every corner within that your domain. And I want you to pray, and Nina and I will be praying for you too. But you definitely need to get a lawyer. Nina's telling
right.
you correctly. You definitely
one.
Need to get a
yeah.
lawyer.
No,
okay.
It takes money. I don't have any.
Well, not all
yeah.
lawyers take money. Some will do a pro bono.
Oh,
exactly.
For this kind of case? I don't think so, when they have to go up against these powerful people.
Oh, Sharon, you're putting that out there to the universe. Please.
Oh, great.
Oh,
sorry.
You have to be positive.
You know what? Absolutely.
You know, just try. See if you can't find a lawyer.
Oh, I
help.
Do. I'm sure, you know, God's stronger than anybody else, so I'll be all right.
All right,
they're
Sharon, we're going
to
be praying for you.
They're going to have hell to say, let me tell you. Literally.
Well, we will be praying for you.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome,
okay.
Sharon.
And prayers I can get. That would be great.
I want you to keep your head up and know that Nina and I love you, but I want you to keep your head up and think positive. Okay?
Okay.
Don't let the negative get next to you. Think positive that you will not only get through this, but you will get the answers that you so deserve. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Okay. You have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 310. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. And what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Yes, I was wondering if you see me finding a new space to live soon.
Okay. Are you wanting to move very soon or within a few months?
You know, I'm in a situation where I can take time to find something, but I'm kind of hoping to find something soon.
Okay.
So what's stopping?
What's stopping me? I just have to find
yeah.
the right kind of place.
Well,
that needs the money and the space and, you know, parking and all that good situation.
Angels are telling me to tell you to get your butt out there and look. You will find it.
Oh, I have been. Yeah, I have been.
But keep looking. You're going to find it, and it's going to be soon.
Awesome.
All right. Yes. I see condo. I don't know why, but I got condo coming.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yep, you'll find it. It's meant for you
awesome.
To get out and move. It is. Universe is telling
yeah.
you that.
Yeah,
like,
I feel
let's
it.
Go.
So
let's get
like,
going.
Gotta,
let's get out of here.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But check out the condos, too, you know, as you're looking at apartments or duplexes. But check out the condos. I think you'll find one that's reasonably priced that you won't mind renting or maybe eventually even lease to buy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So I see coming up not too far, too. I would say probably around the middle of March is when you're going to locate it. Looking now,
okay.
But I mean by middle of March, you'll have set like, okay, fine. I'm out at the end of the month. I've got my place, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and we're wishing you the very best, young lady, which I know
will
go well. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next call. Area code 708. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Camille. Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Camille. How are you doing, young ladies?
Oh, I'm not okay right now, but I'm okay. I'll be okay.
Oh. What's wrong? I feel a little depression, a little anger.
Yeah, I'm a little upset. I just got into a disagreement with my boyfriend. And I'm kind of wondering, this is one that I really liked, and I really liked him because I really felt like this is one who genuinely liked me back. But we had a misunderstanding because of miscommunication. I think he misunderstood something that I was saying and mistook it as me not trusting him. And so it's a fairly
what's his
new
first
relationship,
name?
But what's his name?
Just his first
yeah,
name, Camille.
His name is Jason.
Okay. Oh, Camille. You two were fine. What's going on? Come on now. I remember you two. Let me think.
Well, this
let me
is
concentrate
new.
On this.
It's still new. Yeah, it's very new. Very new.
Camille?
Like we're,
yes. All you need to do is talk to him. He'll be fine.
He won't talk to me right now. So am I waiting? Am I waiting for him to say something first? Because he won't talk to me. And so I'm just kind of.
Then, you know what, Camille? Text him and just leave it. After you text him, just leave it and wait for him to
respond.
Come around. So, yeah. Sometimes men are pretty thick.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm and they just need time to actually think
process.
About what they Yeah. So just pour your heart out to him in a text if he's not going to talk to you and just leave it at that and wait for him to contact you. I see guys going out on Valentine's Day, so yeah, it's not that bad.
That's
no,
because
I'm not even picking up anything bad.
I know he has to work on Valentine's Day, so actually had made plans for the day after.
Yeah, well, okay, well that's still going out, right? But yeah, no.
Yeah, I've never seen him. He's never blown up. Ever with me, and he's never misunderstood. I mean, we always generally will talk, so I think the fact that I kind of alluded to an issue, I think is what's really kind of jamming him up, and he thinks that I don't trust him because of it, and it's not trust, it's just I'm uncomfortable with the situation, which I expected he would understand.
Well, just point that out to him again, because like
yeah.
I said, sometimes he can be
yeah.
very sick. And even
yeah,
if that,
he likes her, yeah.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that. But
mm-hmm.
I feel
for sure.
No, Camille, there's something else bothering him, and he took it out on you.
You know, oh, thank you, Nina, because I was going to say I got brackets around his name, and I'm thinking it's something else there. It's not Camille. It's something else there with him that's in the background, and
yeah.
He snapped. Yep, and he snapped. Yeah. But it's not Camille. You're right. He did take it out on Camille, and it's not her fault. So that's good. She texted him and told him how she, you know, feeling and everything. But I sure did. When I wrote his name down next to her, I put it in brackets. I said, something is in the background with this guy. Thank you, Nina. Because I didn't feel Camille. I didn't feel her. And I was like, it's something on him. But it's not real bad. But he's dealing with something, yeah. Something I guess he's trying to work through himself. But
he
no,
is.
You two
he's
are fine. Go
through.
Ahead, Nina.
Okay, I just want to
I'm
make
sorry?
Sure. I said he does have a couple things that he's working through, and I know that he has made every intention to let me know that, you know, it's not what I think it is. And I believe him. It's just, it's still hard for me, you know, to kind of deal with at times because of my past and the things that I've gone through. So I'm trying to work through that and not project that on him. But I think, I don't know what happened today. I think he just completely went left.
It's the remnants from the full moon. The... And everything
Lordy.
Else. So don't worry about it. You guys are fine. Everything is going to work out. You have a great week, Camille, because it's going to be a great week for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
That's
you both.
Right.
I love
be trying
you.
To send us some wedding invitation. Shit. I tell you.
Wow.
Oh, it's coming. This year, it's coming. I'm not worried about that, but I'll just wait. You'll be calling us.
Yes, ma'am.
It's coming. Yep. So you and Jason
Thank
will be
both.
Fine. Text that boy and tell him, get off the good ship, Lollipop. I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
No, don't say that. I'm being facetious now. Don't say
I
that.
Won't.
You know what to
I
say.
Won't.
Then.
I won't. Yes.
He's
yes.
a good guy.
Yes.
He's a good guy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Camille, and have a wonderful week, okay?
You too. You too. I
All
love
right.
you both.
Love you too, honey. Okay, next caller, area code 909. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. My name is Jenny. Hi, Linus and Nina. And I'm sorry
Hi.
You feel ill. I've had bronchitis for 2 years. That thing just never goes away. So I hope you girls will feel better. But my
yeah,
question is, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I missed your name.
Jenny?
Jenny?
Yes.
Jenny, okay. I just
yes.
want to make sure I'm calling you the correct name. Okay, Jenny. So go ahead.
Okay, I have a grandson who I love very, very much, who's just turned, I think, 24, who just shocked the heck out of me. He stole some checks from my daughter's business, and I don't even want to tell her because she'll just die. She works so hard for her business. I've replaced the money. It's almost $3,000, and he's sent me a text that he will try to pay it back.
No. Not try to pay it back. You have to make it a point to tell him he has to pay it back. And keeping this from your daughter is really not a good idea.
No.
It'll make her so sick because she loves her nephew. And if he's going to pay it back, I know his reputation. Go ahead.
No, it doesn't work that way because if you hide that, he's going to know he got away with it. You can't hide that.
But I know. His mother knows. His brother knows. So he really hasn't gotten away with it. It's just my daughter, it would just, you know, I don't know. I feel it would just hurt her so much. It would really hurt her. And I, as long as he pays it back, his mother knows, his brother knows, I know, and it's devastated all of us. I just don't want to devastate my daughter. What do you think?
Lennis, you handle this.
Oh, boy. Is he going to pay it back? I mean, I'm going to stay after him. I don't care how long it takes. He has to pay it back.
No.
only way he's going to pay it back is you set up a legal contract of payments per month. Otherwise, you will not see the money. Number two, hiding this from your daughter and everybody else knows is like you're having a husband that's been cheating on the side and everybody knows about it and nobody bothered to tell her. But you say you love her. Think about it. How would you feel?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Lennis. If somebody were to do that to you, you would want to know. The same goes for your daughter. Even though it's going to hurt her to begin with, she is entitled to know this. This is her company. And you replacing,
that's right.
You replacing the money means there's no consequences for this young man. Auntie's covering up for me, or whatever, your grandma's covering up for me. I don't have to worry about it. It's just,
yeah.
I've been there, and I'm sorry if this is hurting you, and I know you don't want to hurt your daughter, and I totally understand that, but it needs to be brought out.
I was just afraid that if I told her, then the relationship between Dominic's mother, which is my ex-daughter-in-law, the relationship between her and my daughter would be damaged. If it's not going to be damaged, then yes, I could tell her.
You know, it won't be damaged because it wasn't your ex-daughter-in-law that did it.
It did it,
right.
Yeah. Why would that? It was her son. It wasn't her.
It's okay because 4 or 5 years ago, my son remarried, and his wife stole my daughter's Social Security and information and did identity theft. And it really hurt the relationship between my daughter and her brother. It was just like, how could he stick up for her? How could he still be with her? And I told her, well, you can't expect him to divorce her. She did something bad. The police know they've done nothing because it's under $5,000. But it did damage the relationship between my son and my daughter. It's like it's never been the same. And that's what I was afraid. If I told her about my grandson, what he did, that it would damage the relationship between my grandson's mother and my daughter. But if it won't damage it like it did with her brother, then yes, I would tell her.
Jenny, you know that things
yes.
happen for a reason in the universe, right? Because
right.
we grow from certain things. Even things that hurt us, we grow from it. We learn from it because that's a lesson not to be repeated. So while you are covering and hopefully not to hurt your daughter, it's better she's hurt and know the truth than to live a lie thinking that everything is okay and she might get ripped off again.
Okay.
It's better to tell her the truth. I understand you want to keep the family together and you don't want to strain the relationships among each of them. And that's beautiful. God bless you, Jenny, for that. God bless you. But sometimes in life we need to know the truth. Even when it hurts us, we need to know the truth because then we can process it and work through it and decide whether or not we want to deal with that situation again or move on to something else.
I will take your advice, and I will let her know, because I'm afraid, I know when he stole the checks, he was in her condo, because I asked him, and maybe you're right, she's got to learn that you can't trust anybody when it comes to money, you just can't, it's so sad.
Well, I
yes.
just think that some, I just think sometimes we have to really observe people. When we look at people, we need to look at them spiritually, mentally, and physically, and not just look at them like, oh, that's my nephew or that's my cousin. No, they're still a human being. They're still subject
right.
to good and bad things in their life. So, you know, you look and you observe. But some things have to come out because, hey, maybe it's not meant for her to have a relationship with her nephew. Maybe this was the icing on the cake for her to open her eyes and see him for who he really is, that he needs help. Did
right.
you think about that one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Take the blinders off. Tell your daughter the truth. She's going to be upset, but at least she can respect you for being honest, Mom, and telling her what's going on.
Okay. Yes, and I'd really, deep down inside, I'd really want to tell her the truth because it hurts me that I'm hiding it from her.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that, no doubt. I definitely believe that. Nina?
I'm having a coughing fit.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Mute it, mute it. Okay.
That's okay.
Well, Jenny, yeah, that's a...
I've been coughing for 2 years.
You too, yeah, the bronchitis.
Bronchitis.
Isn't that stuff horrible? God,
the phlegm is
the other
nonstop.
Week.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Whatever this flu is, Jenny, it's a mutation. Forget that flu shot. Forget that. Whatever this flu that's going around, it's a mutation and it's a bad one because it's taking people down.
Well, I
understand now even children are dying from this stuff. And I was like, what in the heck is going on here? But anyway, yeah.
Get well, ladies. I hope you don't end up with bronchitis because it's a son of a gun.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you
yes,
for your
ma'am.
Advice.
Well, Jenny, thanks for calling, and do call us back and let us know how things come out. And I'm going to be praying for you and your daughter, okay, and your nephew. I'll be praying for y'all, okay?
Thank you so much. All right, my dear, you're... get well.
Okay,
yeah.
You too. Thanks for calling. All righty, next call, area code 229. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I just wanted to ask you all, Friday of last week, I went to the utility department to see if I could get an extension on my utilities, but she wouldn't give me an extension, and I found a receipt where I had paid my January utilities, and they sent me out a bill saying that I owe back pay plus February utilities, which my bill is not due until the 24th of February. And I just want to know, like, did they make a mistake and turn my utilities off, and if they did, will I get them turn back on if I take that up there?
Of course you will. Take it up there. Them to straighten it out for you and everything will be okay.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank God, because they made a big mistake. I've been without utilities now. This is the third day.
Well, get your butt up there first thing this morning, Melvin.
Okay. And I thank you all.
You're welcome.
Yeah, everything will be fine. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling,
thank
Melvin.
You.
It's good to hear from you, brother.
Same here. Love you both. Thank you.
And you too. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Next caller, area code 860. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Okay, I'm just wondering if you girls can help me with knowing if life is going to turn around for us at all.
Who's
especially
that?
Me. If I should just brace myself.
I see a bubble and a cloud. I'm seeing a cloud, but then I see a bubble almost like a bouncing ball, but it's clouds. I don't understand why I'm getting this picture. It's clouds in the bubble.
That means
are you living in a bubble right now?
No.
Okay. That was weird.
And if that means that things are going to get better, but there is going to be a little darkness along the way. That's the clouds. So there'll be a few gray areas. But
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's going to get better for her. Okay, go ahead with it, Nina. You're on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, nothing you really have to worry about. It's just that things are going to get better. That's the bubble. And the clouds means there's going to be a few gray areas, which there always is in life. But things will definitely get better for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm scheduled for more surgery, the more mistakes they made, and I'm scared to go. Is that the gray? Is it gonna? They going to make more mistakes on me?
No.
You're going for surgery?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to check something. Are you talking about that? Is your surgery scheduled for this month or next month?
I'm seeing the surgeon Friday.
Okay. I want to find out where the next Mercury retrograde is. Make sure you're not
doing that
during that period. Yes. We don't
want
you doing
that
during that period. Okay, the next one's not till April 9th to May 3rd, so you're fine. Okay, you're good to go. When are you having, you see the surgeon on Friday, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your surgery is being scheduled within the next month, February to March?
It'll probably be 2 weeks from the time I see him usually. This is going to be the sixth one, so it's kind of like I need a zipper.
It's your sixth surgery?
In 2 years, yeah. I don't
oh
kid
my
when,
God,
life,
honey.
When I say life hasn't been too good, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
They keep making mistakes on me.
Well, this one won't. Like I said, you're not in Mercury retrograde. I don't know if the past ones were during that period because things don't go right when they do. Can you tell us a little bit about what the surgery is about and make sure that everything is going to go fine for you?
I keep getting incisional hernias from where they cut me open. My belly opens back up again, and now I've got two from the last surgery. Then they'll make more holes, and those will open up. So I feel like I'm in a merry-go-round of nightmares.
It's completed. This next surgery is the last one.
Yep.
That's the last one. Sorry it took you six surgeries.
Oh, that was
But they're telling, the angels are telling me right now, this is the last one. You will not go through another one. This is it.
Oh, thank you so much. That is such good news.
Yeah. This is it. This is the last one.
Can I ask
you're done.
If I'm going to see my only child again? I haven't seen him for 3.5 years.
It's a boy or girl.
Yeah, Lennis, only because this is our only caller in the queue right now, we will take this other question.
Yes, I know. We only do one question. That's correct. But, yeah, she's the only one in the queue, so we can do it. Okay, it's been 3.5 years. Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Okay.
How long has it been?
3.5 years.
Ooh, somebody's being very, very stubborn.
Yep.
Is this your ex-husband about you seeing the child?
No, he's 32. The boy is 32. He acts like his father, my ex-husband.
So your son is 32 years old, and you haven't seen him for 3.5 years, and I'm picking up some very strong stubbornness. I'm trying to decide, is that coming from him, your son, or is it coming from...
No, that would be him. He's very hard-headed to this fault.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm picking that up correctly. Okay, I'm going to tell you what they're showing me. Within 4 to 5 years, your son is going to be in a car accident. He's going to need you. And at this point, he will realize who his mom is. Not that you haven't been mom and you weren't there, but he's going to need you because this is recovery. And I see like his left leg, it looks like, is broken up. It's broken up pretty bad. So he needs help, definitive help. And he comes home. He wants to be with his mom.
But
so,
emphasize the but in this. things can change, including the car accident. Reach out to your son. If you can get him to quit being so pig-headed before that time, things will change. That accident will not happen.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
He's got a nasty wife who won't let him see me.
Well, then, that's a different
story. That's a totally different, Lisa.
What?
No, that brings another entity into this picture, which we did not know about. So that changes everything right there.
Because he's married. So that's a totally different. It's not like he's a single guy living out there by himself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it does. It makes a difference.
I would still reach out to him, phone him at work, text him, write him a letter, whatever the case, and see if you can.
I do all those things all the time. I never hear anything.
Keep doing it.
Okay, keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Even if he doesn't respond back, that's okay. You're mama and you love him. So
you
will see that one day. He really will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why does the daughter-in-law have a problem with you?
I wish I knew. I only met her once for an hour. And she left happy with recipes and spices and invitation to come back and never saw her again, never saw him again.
Isn't that nice? I'm picking up that she's the jealous type and wants him all to herself.
She's a blip. But I'll leave that alone. Yeah. Because I think Lisa already knows that, so.
We figured it out.
Take
the hard
that
way.
Any further.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said, we figured that out a long time.
Yeah.
We have better words than blip.
I gotta be nice, Lisa. Nina, push me out. I gotta be nice.
Myself, because I just kept blaming myself, and I realized I didn't do anything.
No, you didn't. This is on him and her, and just as much on him as on her. So reach out to him again. Leave it for a month. Do it again. And just be like that. Once a month.
All right.
And just to let them know, even if it's just to say, I love you.
I do just that. I just say, I love you and hang up. I love you. I sing them a song that I used to sing them in as a child. I send them beautiful cards. I send the family cards. I figure anything going to his house he never sees, so I send things to work, too. Whatever I send to the house, I send identical to work.
Yeah, just don't send it to the house anymore at all.
Oh, okay.
Send it all to work.
Yeah.
Leave it at. Don't bypass the wife completely.
Yep, for sure.
I was excited to get a daughter and a grandchild, but she wasn't too excited to have a mother-in-law, I guess.
Yeah, well, girlfriend got issues.
Yeah, she does. She has very big issues, and it's really sad. Grandchild involved, and you don't get to be grandma. That's sad.
Yep.
Now there's two. Now he's had one with her, and that child is almost a year old, so I'm very broken.
All you can do, hon, is continue to reach out to him to let him know that you want to be part of his life, let him know that you do love him. And that's as far as you can go. Like, you can't push yourself on them. That would make it worse. But
no, I haven't. I just very quietly just send a card, send a book, send a card.
Yeah,
a childhood book of his I keep sending him. I love you for always. I love you forever. As long as I'm living, my baby will be.
Don't send that anymore.
Don't send it? Okay.
Don't send that anymore, because all you're doing is reminding him that he's a child. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want that.
Child grows up in the book.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
He's not seeing.
Okay, he doesn't see it.
But just handwritten note, I love you. I'd like to be in your life, Mom.
Okay. I can do that. I appreciate that. I wasn't sure I had stopped because I was scared to send any more, so thank you.
Yeah, well, God bless you, and I hope everything works out for you. I have not seen my daughter in happening.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no.
I do, too. I'll be praying for you.
It's okay. She's an addict, so we can't have her in our lives because it's toxic.
I hear that so much. So sad.
It is, especially for her three children.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's okay. They have their grandma.
Okay, that I love.
Yes,
all right, girls,
yes.
Thank you for telling me about the surgery because I've been frightened out of my mind, so thank you so much.
Well, you're see, you
welcome.
Were more correct than you thought. You're most welcome, young lady. You're most welcome.
You're always
and we will be praying for you, too, okay?
I need them. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God
bless
you,
and thanks for calling. Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. One question per caller, please. The chat room is open. And we have lines open right now. I'm getting ready to take a call. But you're more than welcome to call in. We've got four or five lines open, so call in. Or if you have that second question, call back in and we'll answer it for you. How about that? Okay, next call is area code 856. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, you guys. It's Rosemary. I haven't talked to you guys for a while.
Hi,
and
Rosemary.
Who is...
Rosemarie.
Oh, okay. Rosemarie, famous name. So how are you doing today, Miss Rosemarie?
I'm feeling good. A little cold, but I'm getting better. I'm working on, finding new information to go back to school or I'll go back to work either way. So I don't know which way to go. I'm stuck.
Okay, whether you should go back to school or you should go back to work. Okay, school or work.
Oh, I know. Angels are telling me to follow your heart.
Follow my heart? I'm trying to get there, but there isn't any communication, so I'm stuck in a hardship with money and stuff.
Okay, so it would be better to go to school. What do you feel right now?
Right now, I can't do either one.
You can't do either one?
Right, because I don't have any financial.
Okay, so there are resources in your city to get finances to help you, though, isn't there?
Yeah, but I got red tape and didn't work out.
You got rent cheap. So you have Section 8 housing, right? And that's a good thing, isn't
either.
It?
That either.
That's not good either?
Mm-mm. I tried it all.
Okay, so if you're not available for school or work, Rosemarie, what are you the possibilities you can do right now to bring yourself
sure.
up?
I'm not even sure. That's why I'm stuck in between and job's not going anywhere. So it's either I'll get no's and we'll get to you. And that's where I'm stuck in the middle. Which way to go?
Okay, I'm just trying to think here for you. If you apply for work, if you're hurting for money, can't you work a part-time job? Can you go do that every day?
I did that too, and I get the runaround on that one.
Okay, well, you don't let
for
one
some reason,
no stop you, do you?
No, I've been doing that every day, nonstop.
Okay. Well, hopefully something will come about maybe by the end of February for you. But I'm seeing part time though.
Rosemary, I'm you're working now, right?
No, not at all.
You know, okay. It's coming back to positive. You need to be positive. Don't put out any more negative. You put those out to the universe, and that's what's coming back at you. You need to have a positive outlook. I know I say this all the time, but honestly, now I want you to try positive for the next week. Phone us back on Sunday. Tell us how your week.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Even phone back on Wednesday, because I won't be here.
Wednesday.
Yeah, phone back.
Yeah, okay. Call back on Wednesday.
All right.
Just turn everything around. Your thinking, everything, your body language, everything. Turn it towards the positive. And I am. You are the. You're blocking all of the things from happening. You know, the negative. So turn
okay.
it around. Be positive. And things are going to start happening for you. And they'll start happening right away. It's like you have a wall around you right now, and nothing can get in. So
cool.
There you go. You try this
appreciate
for a couple of days. Call us back on Wednesday and let me know how you've made out.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week. Okay.
You
have
too.
A wonderful week. All right, so, oops, I accidentally, I'm sorry. Oh, Nina, I am so sorry. I accidentally disconnected you. I was thinking about Rosemary and hit the wrong button. So sorry. Nina will be right back, so stay in the chat room. She'll be right back in. Right back in. So, you know what? I want to do this right quick. Just take a quick break. There she is. Oh. Sorry about that, Nina. I hit the wrong button. Sorry for that. Just a quick 2-minute break. I want to do Psalms 23rd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Okay, I just wanted to put that out there. Welcome back, Nina.
Thank you. Fine, I'm going
okay, so I apologize for that. Any questions in the chat room? Our lines are open. Anybody want to call in? Lines are open. Okay, what's going on in the chat room today?
Anna wants to know what her week looks like.
Oh. I think she should ask you. What
no.
do you see for her week? No. you know what? She's got a better question than that later for the week, and I'll ask this for her. Do you think that she should move by March, or should she stay where she's at, Nina?
I already answered that. She asked me if she should sign a lease for 7 whatever months, and I said 6 months only. And then she can move this summer.
Okay. All right.
So I guess
okay. Okay, well, the other, for the week, I see someone trying to call her during the week, a gentleman caller trying to reach her during the week. Somebody's having something Friday. I see candies and sweets. I don't know if you're going to a dinner or a show, maybe going to a movie, but I see candies and sweets. And it's like you're out having a good time. So I'll say maybe going to a movie on Friday. And Saturday I don't see anything. Saturday's clear.
I see mountains in my future.
That's right, because your holiday is coming up. Canada Family Day, the big one, is on next Monday, which is the 20th, for all our Canadian friends. Yes, indeed.
Not all of them. Family Day is in a bunch of the provinces, but not all of them. And some of them have different family days. British Columbia's is tomorrow, so they have a long weekend this weekend. Alberta and Ontario, I believe, are on the 20th. But then there's a couple other provinces that have the same thing, but not all provinces have Family Day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those holidays where they pick and choose whether they're going to do it or not. I know originally started because there's a long time between New Year's Day and the next long weekend, which is Easter. So they all decided, our premiers, that maybe we should have a day in February where families can actually do things together. So that is what this is about, is family unity, bringing the families closer together, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's nice. We go to the mountains. We've been going now for, I think, 3 or 4 years in February. We've been going for our Canadian Thanksgiving for probably, I think, 10 years now. But, yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's where I get my soul rejuvenated, where I feel more at peace than anywhere else in the world is in the mountains.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I think Family Day is nice. I mean, I guess for us, Family Day is Thanksgiving, but it'd be nice if there was a day just as a Family Day holiday. It'd be nice families to get together. Okay. Well, if there's not any other questions in the chat room, it's a little bit after 4. I'm going to give the number one more time, 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Call in with your questions. We have lines open and available to help you. And also the chat room is open. You can always go in there, too, and ask Nina questions.
Okay, I have a question from Marty in the chat room. She was given a vision after her dog passed last year showing how he planned to look when he returns. How soon do you see him returning?
6 months.
Hey, that's exactly what I picked up. So there you go, Marty, 6 months from now.
Yeah,
that's exactly what my head, just as you were saying it, Lennis. So, yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
Yep, same page, 6 months, and he'll be the cutest little baby when she gets him. But she'll know as he grows, there'll be something about his character that'll tell her that she's got her baby back. Yep.
Yeah, and Marty, it does take time for things like this to happen. She's saying, wow, it's been nearly a year already. There's no timetable as far as our loved ones returning to us. That's, I guess, when we need them the most is when we feel them and when they return, when they're reincarnated. Is there a movie out now about a dog that keeps coming back as a different dog? There is, isn't there?
I don't know. It seemed like to me I heard something about that. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Like I've heard something like that, but yeah, maybe so, Nina. Could be.
I think
the dog keeps coming back as somebody different, a different dog.
Yes.
But it's the same character, the same one dog. He just comes back as different dogs, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And he keeps coming back to the family. Or this one person. I think it's Dennis Quaid that's in the movie, if I remember right.
Hmm. Okay. I'll have to look that up and get off the line.
Mm-hmm. To be a tearjerker.
Oh. Oh, I have a suggestion. Talking about a movie, just to mention this. If you haven't seen It's Almost Christmas, it's the one with Danny Glover. It's a very good family movie. And when I say family, you don't have the sex and the violence and all that kind of stuff in it. I mean, of course, there's some disagreements, and of course, it's funny as heck. But it really, really nails it as far as family and understanding family and siblings, you know, and how we can all get along, even through our little challenges and stuff. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What was the name again, Linus?
Almost Christmas.
Almost Christmas, okay.
Almost Christmas, yeah. It's on demand. I don't know what you guys have up there, direct or what TV, but if you have cable, it is on demand now, and it's called Almost Christmas. Really good. I watched it 3 times after I ordered it because it was such a good movie, yeah. I like family movies. I get tired of all them shoot 'em up and all the sex and stuff. I get tired of seeing that. I want to see something that when the movie's done, I got a smile on my face.
Exactly. A smile on your face and a lift in your heart, and yeah, me too.
Yeah, something positive. There's much junky stuff out now.
Well, and, you know, we're not in our lives every day, too. It's not easy nowadays to watch all the violence that's happening in our world. And to have a movie that will uplift you is awesome.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. It sure is. Yes, ma'am.
It's time to call it a day. We've got no callers. I've got no more questions coming from the chat room because I've answered quite a few. I think we should call it a day. Just remember there may be some remnants left around from the full moon, the eclipse, and what was the other thing?
The comet.
Yeah, the comet, yes. So just be aware of that. Take care of yourself. Surround yourself in white light. Know that Lennis and I both love you.
Amen, and we will be praying for you. And you know Nina's a Reiki master, so just throw that in the pot, too. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening around the world in the chat room on the phone. Me and Nina love you, if nobody else has told you that. And have a wonderful week. Be good to one another. And you know what? As you go along, just tell somebody that you love them. It doesn't hurt. Sometimes it really will put a smile on their face. Okay, Miss Nina, I'll see you on Wednesday. Okay, I'm calling it a night.
Good night, everyone.